'Cause I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
It was that last box of Buprenix living above that bar with the rock bands playing so loud and vibrating through the floorboards, trying to sleep, trying to kick, trying to die. It was that last bag, that last fix, that last shot, that last hit, the last $40 piece that didn't do jack shit. It was that last trip to 9th and Bonnie Bray, to 8th and Hill, to Wilshire and Westmoreland. That last 3-hour bus ride and that $20 cab ride, for what? To maybe get well and probably get burned? It was that last cruise past MacArthur Park, that last 4 a.m. front still to this day unpaid. It was that last call to Gower and Hollywood to 911, that last 3-day crack marathon on Normandy in a car phone selling, carpet crawling, curtain taping extravaganza. But really, I think most of all, it was that last OD. First I saved you, and then you saved me. Waking up in a bathtub of cold water fully clothed, you standing above me, just wasn't fun anymore.
KillRadio.org. KillRadio.org. That was Iris Berry, and I want her and Tony to do one more. You got another one?
Yeah, totally.
Let's do another one, because I wasn't ready with a song. So, KillRadio.org, the world's most unruly radio station. Well, while they're looking, let's go into a little Sammy Davis Jr., and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Iris Berry and Sammy Davis Jr.
Iris Davis Jr.
From their prying eyes, and all without any evidence that you've done anything wrong.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Thank you. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand, and this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in a lifetime, I'm gonna do
She lives underneath me, and I can hear her and her alcoholism, even when she's not breaking things, fighting with her loser boyfriend, trying to kill herself, remodeling at 4 a.m, or throwing couches all hours of the night. I can hear her and her insanity, and her pain and her sorrow. I can feel her hurt and her anger through the floorboards. That's all she has left. Somehow she managed in a drunken stupor to flush a whole t-shirt down the toilet. It ended up costing the landlord $1,200. He was not happy about this. He sent her a letter asking her to respect the neighbors and to be careful with her plumbing and her gas appliances because the rest of the building was worried that she would blow the place up. Accidentally, of course. She calmed down a lot after the landlord sent that letter. She's afraid. She's afraid that everyone knows, and they do. She's angry and thinks that it's everyone else's fault. I can tell by the way she runs her garbage disposal. She runs it long and often. She runs it empty and angry. It's her only weapon. It's all she has left. She just runs that thing for minutes at a time, sometimes a half hour straight. It's like Tourette ventriloquism. Her lips aren't moving, but the garbage disposal says it all for her, spewing her grinding anger. It's her way of showing us all, as she's backed into a tiny corner of her kitchen, with only a bottle and a switch and an angry hole. Too bad she can't dispose her own personal garbage down that hole. Too bad.
Take me where the drums will awake me. Take me where they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore, an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And here we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, and what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that we wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't sleep like that desire I only remember when they begin the begin. Oh yes, make them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you tell me once more, my darling, I love you. Then we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin.
Found a girl of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it could go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again, through with love and through with them. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I'd found a girl I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, how can't we be friends? Why should I cry, heave a sigh, and wonder why? I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop, this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, she's gonna turn me down and say, she's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, can't we be, can't we be, can't we be friends? So did da dilly a dee. Something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Why, yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, gonna be great. Now, with a click, with a shock, the phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Be. Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it will be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight.
gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try. Gonna build me a daydream, from a little hope. Gonna push that daydream up the mountain slope. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make them both come true. Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build me a heaven, and I know darn well, if I build my mountain with a lot of care, and take my daydream up the mountain, then heaven will be waiting there. When I build that heaven, as I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel to take me away. What a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. With a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a mountain.
For sale. As we scan today's headlines, the news flashes about the recent scandal involving the arthritis drug Vioxx. When news stories revealed that the Food and Drug Administration failed to protect the health and indeed lives of thousands of Americans, many of whom suffered heart attacks, strokes, and even death as a result of Vioxx use, the question looms, where was the FDA? Where was the government? It appears that the government, academia, and many physicians were bellying up to the cash window of many of the nation's major pharmaceutical companies and not protecting the health and welfare of the public. The answer lies in the offices of many of the members of Congress on Capitol Hill, where the interests of the wealthy drug companies takes precedence over the lives and health of Americans. The answer also lies in the nation's newspapers, and on broadcast cable TV stations, not because of the news reporting, but because of massive direct-to-consumer advertising, known as DTC. You've seen the ads. They are masterpieces of subliminal seduction, a rustic, bucolic scene lit in soft, sun-swept pastels, underscored by sweet violins, and even a hip, funky bass line occasionally. It draws you in, and a confident voice seems to confide in you. Having trouble sleeping? Add any other ailment. It doesn't matter. The soft, seductive voice suggests you tell your doctor about Viatrex or some other new, improved superdrug. It's time to take the poisonous profit motive out of the leading farm firms to treat people because they are people, not because they are wealthy. From Death Row, for Free Speech Radio News, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
This is Doctors for Sale. This is Doctors for Sale. As we scan today's headlines, the news flashes about the recent scandal involving the arthritis drug Vioxx. When news stories revealed that the Food and Drug Administration failed to protect the health and indeed lives of thousands of Americans, many of whom suffered heart attacks, strokes, and even death as a result of Vioxx use, the question looms, where was the FDA? Where was the government? It appears that the government, academia, and many physicians were bellying up to the cash window of many of the nation's major pharmaceutical companies and not protecting the health and welfare of the public. The answer lies in the offices of many of the members of Congress on Capitol Hill, where the interests of the wealthy drug companies takes precedence over the lives and health of Americans. The answer also lies in the nation's newspapers and on broadcast cable TV stations, not because of the news reporting, but because of massive direct-to-consumer advertising, known as DTC. You've seen the ads. They are masterpieces of subliminal seduction, a rustic, bucolic scene lit in soft, sun-swept pastels, underscored by sweet violins and even a hip, funky bass line occasionally. It draws you in, and a confident voice seems to confide in you. Having trouble sleeping? Add any other ailment. It doesn't matter. The soft, seductive voice suggests you tell your doctor about Viatrex or some other new, improved superdrug. Studies show that these ads are extremely effective, largely because viewers or readers assume, wrongly as it turns out, that in order for such ads to appear, they had to have been cleared by the FDA or some other similar agency. While the FDA has an ad office called the Division of Drug Marketing, Advertising, and Communication, it has steadily declined its enforcement of DTC guidelines since 1998. In the first half of that year, the FDA issued 84 Notice of Violation or Warning letters. In the first half of 2001, they issued some 38 such letters. Indeed, there are no such regulations directly targeting DTC ads. And what exists are guidelines meant for doctors, not regulations meant to protect the public. Moreover, in the mad rush for more dough, drug companies simply create isomers or chemical cousins of profitable drugs so that they can create a new market, often with negligible or little true health benefits. To top that off, they often fund big university studies to skew research and provide misleading data to support their advertising campaigns. In this repressive era, when drugs are maligned and likened unto implements of the devil himself, prescription drugs, which, as in the case of Vioxx, cause disease, dysfunction, and death, cause little more than a few days of doldrums at the stock market. Thousands of people injured, narcotized into comas, heart attacks, and death for years. And the consequences are little more than an occasional traffic ticket. It's time to take the poisonous profit motive out of the leading farm firms to treat people because they are people, not because they are wealthy. From Death Row, for Free Speech Radio News, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be absolutely sure. Beware, on your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Thank you. just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care, while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. And just a little pinch of soda. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. She's much too much. She's too much too close for comfort now. Shilly-a-doo-ga. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling star, no hideaway, and no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. La da di da di la da. Oh, la da di da. No month of May. No twinkling stars. Don't need a hideaway. You can keep those soft guitars. I don't need a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Times, stuck in a spot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me, jingle in the lucky jackpot. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie.
in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money.
God bless me, you know. I was blessed by God.
Love is never easy. It's short of hope we have for happiness. Bright and sweet, love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town.
KillRadio.org. KillRadio.org. 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. You're listening to Joni Mitchell. This is Joni Mitchell. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. Hey, everybody, don't forget to write No War with Iraq on the back of your $1 bills. Write No War with Iraq on the back of your $1 bills. Okay? And again, this is killradio.org, killradio.org, winding down a live day of programming. We had Wordsmith, Iris Berry in the studio with her husband, Tony. Two very talented people, and we want them to come back. They're always welcome as they go out into the rainy L.A. streets, headed back to Burbank. And again, this is... Joni Mitchell in the background, another talented soul, and I'm Hassan, and this is the jazz show Straight Ahead. In the Kill Radio studios on this cold, rainy California night. Again, don't forget to write "No War with Iraq" on your $1 bills. Write "No War with Iraq" on your $1 bill. And let's go back to Joni Mitchell, and then we're going to be shutting down. And I'll put on some recorded music, and thanks for listening, and tune in next week to Straight Ahead every Monday. Every Monday night at midnight, every Monday night at midnight, Straight Ahead Jazz from midnight to the wee hours. And I do the news on Friday. Check me out on Fridays. I do the news at 6 p.m. We do the news every weekday from Monday through Friday, and I do it on Friday. Okay, you guys, I'm talking too much. And I'm out of here. I'll see you guys next week.
Midnight mates to Charlie's bass and Lester saxophone in taxi horns and brakes. Now Charlie's down in Mexico with the killers. So the sidewalk leads us with music to do. Dancing outside a black bar, there's a sign up on the awning. It says Pork Pie Hat Bar. And there's black babies dancing to
when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go. Flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. you ya doop doop be you be bo doop be doop be did ya bum da ba doop be doop be ah. Somebody be doop ya bo doop did you doop be da ba doop be ya doop doop be ya doop be doop be ah. Shabba ba ba be 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 doop ti ba da ba be ya ba 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 di ya. She ya 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 ba ba we ya di be di ya do be you be do be ya di bo do ba do be di ya. So be do ya do should ya do. Shabby dooby, shababa doob, diddy ooba. And there's a weepy old willow. He really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of birdland, whisper low. Kiss me sweet, and we'll go. Flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. But the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Spend with you these golden days. I'll spend with you.
Kill, Kill Radio with Farrah Vaughn in the background. Kill Radio with Farrah Vaughn in the background. You've been listening to a rebroadcast of a show that's about a year and a half old now, maybe 2 years old, with my good friend Iris Berry and her husband, Tony Malone. Tony's a great musician. Iris is a great poet. But I said I wasn't even going to talk tonight. I was just going to replay this. But we lost two great jazz musicians in the past 2 weeks. Two great artists. Dutch bass player Niels Hedin Oorsted Petersen from Holland. He died way too young. He was 68, I think. He played with Dexter Gordon. He played with everybody. And he stayed in Europe. He didn't live over here. Niels Hedin Oorsted Petersen, upright bass man, died last week. And then this week we lost Percy Heath of the fabulous, famous Heath Brothers out of Philadelphia, the people who John Coltrane studied with when he first got to Philly, I think in the late 40s. And I just found out today that Percy Heath played with MJQ. I kind of knew that but forgot it. Modern Jazz Quartet. So we lost Percy Heath and Niels Petersen. And let's go back to Sarah Vaughan. And again, you were listening to a pre-recorded show with Iris Berry, great wordsmith. And this is Hassan signing off. And now we really are going to go into some pre-recorded Kill Radio shows. I'll see you next Monday night at midnight for Straight Ahead on killradio.org.
And these few